stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday. It's November 4th.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. You're here.
I am. I'm feeling jolly.
Wonderful. Well, that's a good way to, to start the Friday.
Yeah. And it's just amazing. We're in November now.
I know. And do you know that it rained last night?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it rained nonstop. I mean, it woke me up during the middle of the night. And then you get up this morning and the sky's clear.
Yeah.
And you can't tell anything.
Morning.
I mean,
that's
I was
so
excited.
Weird.
Yeah, I was excited for the rain and then it just happens overnight.
You were excited for it. Oh, I hate rain. Yeah. That's probably why I slept so well, though. Usually I sleep well from the sound of rain. I just don't remember hearing it. But I hate rain in the daytime. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
it ruins all of your plans.
Well, that depends, you know.
I guess.
I just as soon stay home when it rains, but, you know.
Yeah. A day off on a rainy day is amazing.
Yeah.
But when the heck does that happen?
No, I mean, I understand you because you have to take freeways everywhere and stuff. And that would be a pain in the ass when it rains.
Mm-hmm.
The traffic, you know, really halt.
Sure would. That would be what I'd be like calling you. Sam, ain't happening this morning.
Ain't happening. I'm not even close.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie Crazy Stupid Love? By any chance?
Crazy Stupid Love. It sounds familiar.
Ryan
I don't think
Gosling, Steve Carell, Julia
I remember
Moore.
It came out. No, never saw it.
Emma Stone's in it. Melissa Tomei. Anyway, huge cast.
Yeah.
I saw it last night, finally. It's been out of the theaters for a little while now.
Uh-huh.
It's so cute. I really liked it. There's a funny little twist at the end.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, I've always been a fan of Steve Carell. He's just such a very genuine, you know, actor who knows or always remembers where he came from. I actually, what was the set I work? I met him once on one of his sets. I can't remember what it was. But he's just such a down-to-earth guy. You know, he's very grateful for his work. And Ryan Gosling, my God. I probably shouldn't even watch any more of his work because I'm falling in love.
Like, really?
I'm like...
Do you melt?
I do. I have the biggest crush on him.
Wow.
I mean, he is just to die for. I love him. I love him.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And Julianne Moore, I've always been a fan of hers. She's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I heard...
You see, I don't find her that beautiful, man. Unless she puts makeup on.
Her personality, too, though. Just everything about her. I think she's just stunning. And she's been known for playing a lot of lesbian roles in the last few years. And a friend of mine yesterday, said, the person I was watching this with, said that she actually came out recently and that she is a lesbian.
Oh, really?
But, that's what she said.
Doesn't she have a past of dating guys?
Well, yeah. I don't know if it's true because I've been Googling it. I've been trying to find it. There's nothing on her actually being a lesbian.
Yeah.
It's just her playing lesbians. And she's currently married and has, you know, children.
I think
my friend's just on crack.
Yeah. Don't believe everything you hear.
Exactly. But I highly recommend it. Crazy Stupid Love. Very cute.
Uh-huh.
And it just goes to show you how love makes you crazy.
It really does, you know? I mean, look at you.
Look at me. What are you talking about? I'm not in love.
Well,
I don't think I've ever been in love.
No, with Ryan you are, aren't you?
Oh, my God. Well, I'm incredibly infatuated, but I wouldn't consider that serious considering I've never met him at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you never know. Maybe one day, you know?
Yeah, true. It would be love at first sight, I guarantee you.
Yeah. So you're serious? You've never been in love? You don't feel you have?
In love.
But then again, you've had such a short life, relatively speaking. You know what I'm saying?
I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't consider I know for a fact I was never in love with my ex of 3 years. I mean, I loved him, but in love, no, I never was. My high school sweetheart, I think maybe it was so long ago that I couldn't truly say confidently I was in love. I don't think I knew what love truly, you know, was.
Yeah.
But that was my most fond, you know, relationship and memory and experience was with him.
I see. Okay.
But no, I don't think I've ever truly been in love.
Oh, wow. Well, maybe you're feeling it now with Ryan.
I am. Isn't that horrible? Oh, man.
Always looking for someone you can't have, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. You always want what you can't have. That's true.
Is he seeing somebody now?
I heard he's dating or seeing whatever you want to call it, Eva Mendes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. At least I heard that once, or I maybe read that quickly. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Who knows if it's true? I'm sure he's seeing somebody, and I'm sure whoever he's seeing is drop-dead gorgeous and super successful. So I'm pretty much going to, you know, nick that in the can.
I see. Just keep it as a fantasy.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's cool. Mm-hmm. So do you have any big plans for the weekend?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? I'm going to relax as much as I can. This week has just been absolutely insane to the point that when I get home, all I want to do is zonk out and take a nap, but I'm still having to do my computer work and stuff. It's just been a really overwhelming week. So in this weekend, finally, I don't really have anything that I absolutely have to do. So I'm going to try to relax as much as
good,
I can.
Huh?
Oh, I'm so excited.
A little weight off your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
But that's good. You know, I mean, you keep yourself busy and stuff. You know, it really keeps you out of trouble, out of... You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially for me. Because if I'm... God, I get so impulsive. If I don't have anything to do, I end up doing some crazy crap. You know? Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, not ridiculously crazy. But even, for example, the other last two... Like, 2 weeks ago when I just had, like, a few minutes to spare and I saw a pair of scissors and decided to cut my hair.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
Thank God I'm not bald right now. Jeez. Gotta be careful.
Well, good for you. Yeah, at least you're recognizing that in you, you know?
Yeah. I have to keep myself busy. Have to.
That's funny. So, how did the gig go yesterday where you dressed up really nice?
Yes. It was interesting, you know? The thing, for those who don't know, I hosted a red carpet event for Video and Audio Center. They were having a huge grand opening in Lawndale. It's one of many of their stores, 30-year anniversary or something like that.
Yeah. You know, this is funny because it is a 30-year anniversary. You know where the first store was? In Santa Monica. And I lived right down the street from there. And I remember we were renting videos when it just became, like, the thing to do.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, I mean, you're talking 30 years ago. That's exactly right. And I remember they opened it. It was a couple of Persian guys, I think.
I was about to say, these guys are Persian, too.
Are they? Yeah. So that's the same thing. You know, I mean, that's how it started. And that's funny because they had such a small shop. And now look at them. You know, they've become huge, right?
I mean, they had hundreds and hundreds of people that were just random people that wanted to come into the store to check it out, lined up for the discounts. I mean, people were walking out left and right with products. It was insane. So it was a lot of fun. I did a lot of the interviews on the red carpet. The mayor was there of Lawndale. But funny story, I was told that the governor of California was going to be there, Jerry Brown.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, my boss man, or the guy that's like kind of directing me, he's like, okay, go, you know, grab the governor. We're going to interview the governor. So I didn't even think twice. I'm just like, hello, sir. Yeah, do you mind quick interview? So we're on, you know, I'm on camera and I'm saying, governor of California, Jerry Brown. It was not the governor. It was the mayor.
Oh, wow.
The mayor of Lawndale, not the governor.
Whoa. Oh, how embarrassing.
Very
my
embarrassing.
God. What did
very
you do?
Well, you know, for me, it's like I feel really bad, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's not more me being embarrassed for myself. It's more of like, oh, my God, I'm so worried he's offended, you know. And that now he's thinking, you know, I thought he was somebody bigger than what he is. You know, like, I get so sympathetic.
Wow.
It is what it is. I mean, people understand, you know, and especially, like, for me going into it, I had no details, really.
Yeah.
You know, which I don't quite understand why.
Yeah, so,
you would,
like,
think they'd want me to be more prepared and know the names of people, but instead, like, I'm learning all these names. The owner of Sony was there, which that's pretty cool. And he, you know, it's like he's got this crazy...
All these guys came there just for the opening of an electronics store?
Yeah. Well, because it wasn't just the opening of the electronics store. It was the anniversary or whatnot.
Yeah.
The big anniversary. So it was a huge event.
Yeah.
I mean, CNN was there, ABC. I mean, all these people were there.
Wow.
It was crazy. I also think that Persians like to overdo it, you know?
Well, yeah, obviously, you know. But I'm surprised these people would even show up.
I know. Oh, no. It was huge. And It's funny. I was doing my interviews for international TV, mm-hmm. which I don't even understand. I'm so white, but everyone thinks I'm Persian.
Really?
Yeah. When I go there, I'm dressed down and have a lot of makeup on, but I don't look Persian. No. I don't look anything Middle Eastern. A little European. So it's always funny though. The Armenian and Persian markets. I get hired for all kinds of work in those markets for that demographic.
Yeah.
Always.
Well, maybe, you know, as long as you're not a blonde, you know, then they figure you probably look, yeah. you know, something else.
I suppose. But, you know, it was a great event. They had an awesome turnout. I got some great interviews.
Good.
So,
what did you do? How did you know you were wrong about him being the governor?
Well, first of all, I was told he was governor.
Right.
So, you know, they 3-2-1 countdown. I'm on camera right now.
Right.
Thank God it's not live. And I introduce him as the governor, and then he's like, "Oh no." Well, actually, it wasn't even him. It was his wife off state, you know, off the camera, just saying, "Oh." He didn't even speak up. He was so sincere, you know, such a sweetheart. That it's his wife that's like, "Oh no, he's the mayor. He's the mayor."
So she tells you
I'm
that.
I'm like, "Shit."
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry.
I would have bailed, right?
Oh my God. Yeah, and me?
Yeah,
me?
If I were
Why?
You. I don't know.
Is that bad?
So freaking embarrassing, man.
It was, but you know what?
You're right.
It's not
my
fault.
You embarrassed him. Yeah, but that's true.
You know,
that's
and people true. Do make mistakes. Come on, you know.
That's true.
I don't
a
let
good
it...
thing it wasn't live, yeah, so they could
right,
edit
right, right.
that.
Oh,
yeah.
That would have been horrible. None of this was live. None of it. CNNs, ABCs, they were, you know, just capturing footage of the whole event, but none of it was live.
Good.
Yeah, I did feel really bad about that. But it happens. Honestly, I don't know why I get these jobs, like these host jobs. I'm terrible with names. Yeah. I get really anxious and nervous interviewing people. But once I'm actually on, I'm completely fine.
Really?
I mean, I'm totally fine. I'm in the moment.
So
I'm
you're nervous me. Right before that?
Yes, I'm always freaking out. Half the time I pronounce their name wrong the first time. So we have to start over and, you know, with my introduction, have to do it twice. Because in my head, I don't know. I'm just really bad with names.
Yeah.
Well, and you can you blame me, though? There are these, like, crazy, ridiculous ha-ba-boo-ba-ba-ba-sa.
That's true.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna start just saying the first names, Joseph.
Oh,
that's what I did
God.
With the owner. The owner, I can't remember his last name for the life of me, so I just said, Joseph here, you know, blah, blah, blah. Care to say your whole name? I'm not even going to try, you know?
That's true.
But it's so
wow,
much fun.
Funny.
It's really fun. I think I get hired for this stuff because they do. I mean, I'm a dork on camera, and at least I bring a little personality, and it's not boring.
Right.
But beforehand, yeah, I'm very nervous. I mean, the stomach is turning.
Wow.
I'm saying the name like 100 times in my head.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it does put you on the spot, you know?
Yeah.
That's about one thing about being in front of the camera, man. You can't screw up, you know?
Yeah, well, and normally, like, when it comes to acting, I'm fine because you're not looking into the camera, and you're...
Right.
And you've got... You're scripted, and you're really just in the moment with that character. But when you're talking to the camera and you're live and then you have to interview this host or this other guy and you don't know how his answers are going, you know, if his answers are going to be short, you have to kind of go, you know, you have to go off of what he says.
Yeah.
You can't just say a random question after he said, you know, whatever it may be.
Right.
But anyway, they did introduce these two really cool new products from Sony. One's like these 3D binoculars that records 3D footage, and that's pretty neat. Only $1,300.
Really?
Yeah. And the other one was a 3D viewer. All this stuff's like 3D, so it's crazy what's happening with technology now, you know? But it was like, it's called a 3D viewer, and it's kind of like it's a headset, and you can watch movies in 3D, watch TV in 3D, play video games in 3D.
Right.
That one's not really, I mean, neither of them are anything that I would buy, but
yeah,
people
they
are really
sound
psyched
geeky,
about
you know?
It. Yeah. 3D.
Yeah. Some people like 3D, but it hasn't caught on as fast as they were hoping.
Sure, yeah.
But,
well, they're really excited about these two products.
Yeah. I mean, when you watch in 3D, it is amazing, but, you know, having to wear the glasses and everything, it's just not... It's not
the
same experience.
I just
want
to relax in my own, you
exactly.
know, not have to have these gunky head things on me. So, I don't know, not too comfortable to me, but nonetheless, it's cool. A lot of people dig it, so...
Yeah. So it went well, and...
the event went great, with the exception of that minor flub.
Yeah.
Everything was fine.
It's okay.
Oof.
It happened. It's behind you. What the hell, you know?
He was a little uneasy about it.
Yeah. So, you know, talking about being in front of the camera, I actually find it hard to... You have to keep looking at the eye of the camera when you're talking, right?
Yeah.
And if you just... shift your eyes just a little bit, people are going to see that. So you got to focus on that, and with the stuff going on around you and shit like that, you know, I find it difficult to do. I don't think I could do that. Yeah.
I mean, I try to keep it as natural as possible. When you're hosting, I mean, you don't want to just stare right into the camera the whole time and talk. You know, make it sound natural and, like, kind of look to the side as you're talking about the atmosphere. You know, it is crazy in here and look, you know.
Right, yeah.
But a lot of people do have a problem of just having jittery eyes where, you know, they're trying to look at the camera, but they're kind of, like, you know, moving a little bit, or they're, you know, kind of vibrating.
I know, and then you can see it, you know, and then you get totally distracted watching them.
I've never had that problem, but I always get worried when I'm looking at the person, you know, when I switch to look at the person, that I'm not looking at, I'm like... not looking, you know, I'm cross-eyed. But I'm cross-eyed because I'm focusing on looking at him, so I have to focus on, like, his farther eye.
Yeah.
It's just so ridiculous. But it's funny because when you're on camera, your body senses, you know, something's different. So you automatically kind of want to put on a show or, you know, do something different. And it ends up just looking not natural, whereas you just need to relax and forget about the camera and just keep it normal and, you know, going.
That's true, yeah.
And that's with acting, too. That's why a lot of people can't act because... the second they know that that camera's on them, they start to put on a show as opposed to just
like
being.
They pose,
just being.
Yeah.
The key to acting is not to act. It's just to be, you know?
Yeah.
To be real.
That's true. So have you taken, like, acting classes and things like that?
Well, I studied, right after high school. I went to a conservatory. And thank God for that, because I was horrible.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a little kid, it never was natural to me. For me, I mean, my dream was to act, but I was huge and ridiculous and great for musical theater, but not for, you know, film and TV.
Yeah.
So the training really helped me, but some people don't need training at all, you know?
Right, yeah.
It just depends on, you know...
That's true.
You
it's like anything
skill.
Else. You
it's
know?
A skill, you know, you have to build. Currently, I mean, my practice now is the jobs that I get. You know, every time I get a job, you know, you're rehearsing for it, and then you're filming.
That's
also practice.
Yeah.
It's very hard for me to make time for classes now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just got too much going on.
Yeah.
But when I do get free time, I definitely look into it and will take a one-on-one coaching or something.
Yeah.
Or if you have a big audition, you want somebody else's advice, you get, you know, a second, third person in there to to help you out.
I never knew people do that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, to prepare. Not at the audition, but to prepare for the audition.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Have you by any chance, you know that Oprah Winfrey, you know, has her own network now.
Right.
I'm just reading. They're not too happy. I guess they... poured in $15 million into this network, and there have just not been
It bombed, man.
So I'm wondering.
And they have, like, Rosie on there and Gail King on there, but no, it never took off.
They said they're not losing hope, but, you know, they're still pushing it, obviously. But I'm wondering if they're going to end up just kind of
probably
taking it down.
Yeah, they tried. It just goes to show you, you know, I mean, you can even be Oprah, but not everything you touch is going to turn to gold.
Right. It's kind of just a matter of being, you know, the right person with the right project specifically. Like, I mean, her show Oprah was huge.
Yes.
Huge phenomenon. I mean, nothing would ever compare to that. But
nothing's even close.
Yeah. Just because you did that doesn't mean, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to get just as many hits.
Exactly. So
she is rolling in the dough.
Yeah.
I mean, that woman is filthy rich.
I know. And just think about it. You know, it's not like she's... well, I guess she's helped a lot of people, you know. But it's mainly because she just entertains, you know. I mean, she started off with a show that was a lot like Phil Donahue, who did a show. I mean, like, all the talk shows now are based on... or modeled after older shows, you know, like Phil Donahue and stuff.
Well, if you look at their shows from, like, in the very beginning, it's so ridiculously cheap looking.
It is, like Jerry Springer and stuff, you know? Yeah.
Lawn chairs, you know, sitting out there. They've got their guests coming in.
Yeah, and they had all the skanky guests and the, you know, white trash and shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how she started. I remember that. And then eventually she became more and more known, and she could, you know, really get the guests and the celebrities. But, you know, I mean, she's done it on her own, you know, and I salute her, you know. I don't necessarily like her or what she does, But I respect the fact that she's really accomplished that, achieved it all by herself, you know?
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a matter of keeping with it over those years. Obviously, you know, you're interviewing the same people, you know, on a consistent basis because, I mean, God, 30, 40 years into it, you know? Uh-huh. By that time, you naturally just have a relationship with all these people because they're coming on your show.
Right.
I think it's, you know, it's just a matter of being consistent and keeping going. And she just kept on doing that show.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And, you know, I mean, I don't blame her for quitting now, you know? I mean, she's done it for so long. How long can you do the same thing every day, you know?
Even just like Regis Philbin, you know, moving on. We talked about that yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, look, Larry King moved on and, you know, and Jerry Seinfeld moved on. Not when they were down, but when they were on top.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So, you know, I've been following the news about this girl that released a video of her dad beating her up. Remember we played that yesterday?
Yeah.
So now I guess she's like, she looks to me like there's a video on CNN.com of her. She was on Anderson Cooper last night. I watched a little bit of it.
Uh-huh.
And she was, I guess, 16 when he beat her up when she made the video. But now she looks to me like she's probably like 24, you know.
Wait a minute.
Like
so
that.
This video is from years ago.
From 7 years ago.
So why does she just now come out
with it? So I guess she's 23. I was just about right. Why she's coming with it now, that's a good thing and good question. And what I want to do is play this. I didn't have it queued up, but let's play a little of what she said.
Yeah.
And we'll see what it is. But she's not bringing up charges against him, you know?
Interesting.
So, but yeah, it's because...
This tape, I mean, it's extraordinarily difficult to watch. Did this kind of thing happen a lot to you?
Well, a lot of people are asking that, and well, the corporal punishment was just corporal punishment when I was younger, but then it escalated and got worse and worse over time until when I was a teenager, it started turning into full-blown abuse, like similar to what you see in the video, and it got so bad, and I recognized the pattern of it about to erupt, that I knew to set up the camera, and I knew that I just needed to capture this because it was getting so bad.
So you actually, the night that happened, you actually set up the camera in advance because you could sense things were escalating.
Yes, sir. I didn't exactly know why yet. I just needed this. I just knew that this was something I needed to hold on to. I needed to show people one day. I didn't know why, but... So I set the camera up, and it sat there for about half an hour recording a blank room because the discussion was taking place elsewhere in the house. And but then when it came into the room, and my father switched off the lights so nobody could see in through the window, and then it erupted into what you see on the tape.
It looks in the tape as if, in this incident, you were trying to sort of participate to kind of stop it and like get her to lay down, hit her once, and then with the idea that that would stop it. But then he basically goes and gets another belt and comes back and continues on.
That's right. I was, like I said,
now this is her mom
he
speaking.
Would okay. force me to do
yeah.
things. So when I'm out of the room, he's talking to me, saying things, telling me to go do things. And I was just very, you know, pressured. I act very zombie-like. My voice is very...
What's
cold.
It like for you to see this tape now?
It was very upsetting to me. I thought he was a monster. I thought that I was a witch.
Did you have bruises after that?
Oh, yes. the bruises were the worst I had ever had. I had had other lashings like that, but this one produced the most bruising. Mm-hmm. And the next day, it was all up and down my legs, and he'd also hit my arms when he couldn't get to my legs.
All right, so we get the idea of what's going on here.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah. So they're saying that they can't bring up charges because there's a statute of limitations of 5 years on something like this.
That's interesting because I was just going to compare this to, I was wondering why she waited so long to do it, and I was going to compare it to our one guest, Bethany Ruck, about the overcoming sexual abuse because she, you know, was harassed up until the age of 16, but she didn't come out until she was about 23, something like that.
Right.
And my reasoning behind why I thought, you know, oh, well, it's because, you know, they're thinking about it constantly and they're scared to let it out. They don't know if their mom's going to judge them, whatever it may be. And this is similar. It's abuse, you know.
Yeah.
But because it's not sexual, it was physical abuse, she can't press charges? Or does she even want to?
I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. They're saying that, I mean, that's what they were talking about yesterday, is that, you know, they can't pursue him. So I don't know. And she says that her father is totally in denial, and you know, and all that. Which yeah, they interviewed him, and he just said, I was just disciplining my kid. You know?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So that's a terrible thing. But I think he was suspended. He's a judge, and he was suspended for a couple weeks or so.
Okay.
So that's that, yeah.
Not to mention his name now will never be looked at as, you know, a judge. Now it will be looked at as an abuse, you know, child abuser.
Yeah.
Shame on him.
Yeah. Well, shame, what are you going to do? Him. You know, I mean, the thing is that I just can't believe that a father would do this to his kid. And, you know, I mean, you can see that he's like taking out all his anger on her. You know, it's not just spanking or something like that. And she's 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess she has a cerebral palsy or something, you know? So, yeah.
It's no pretty, joke.
Yeah.
I mean, hitting any child, I mean, at any age is just not, I don't know. Like, my parents never even gave us spankings.
Right.
I just don't agree with it. I don't think it works.
Yeah. Some people do think so, but I never had to use it with my kids. But then again, you never know what, you know, if it's hard to judge these people because, you know, you might have like a really crazy hyper kid, you know, and you can't stop them and stuff. And maybe just to get their attention, you would spank them or something. But generally, I don't see the need for it, you know.
Right.
But then again, my kids were easy.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I consider myself an easy kid, too.
Yeah.
I was like your dream child when I was a kid. Didn't do anything, but then my middle sister, woo, she gave my parents a run for their money.
Really?
Yeah.
At what age? Like really young?
Just always, yeah. I mean, well, maybe it started probably in middle school, you know?
Yeah.
And that's just with trying, you know, all kinds of different things. You know what most kids do? They get into all kinds of stuff. And because my parents weren't used to it, because I didn't try anything, they it was like so foreign to them. They had no idea how to react. And
like a shocker.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Kids don't come with owner's manual, man. You don't know what the hell to do, you know?
Mm-mm.
It's not easy.
It's
not easy. And now they're talking about, you know, more adult children moving back home. Because they can't afford to live on their own.
Oh, that's so common now. But I mean, that's a lot to do with where our country is right now.
Right,
I mean,
the
jobs
and everything. Yeah.
I don't really necessarily blame that on the kids themselves.
I mean,
even myself, I've always been a very ambitious person, but, you know, it's expensive living on your alone.
Yeah, that's true.
Or at least, you know, you should get roommates, you know?
Yeah.
Living with parents, that's who.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, you know, when you're talking about people like 23, 25 years old, you know, I mean, at that point, yeah, go get yourself a couple roommates, get a job. I can't imagine that they can't get a job, you know, anywhere.
Right.
You know, I mean, the thing is that, you know, they don't need to be that experienced to get these jobs where they can at least pay their bills.
Right.
But, you know, it's like it does change the plans of everybody. You know, I mean, I don't mind my kids living with me, and I'm sure many parents don't. But at the same time, it slows them from growing up, you know, and maturing.
Absolutely. Well, also, you know, if you have 2-3 roommates, you know, if you get a 3-bedroom apartment with two additional roommates, it's very affordable.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, but I guess some people are truly broke, you know,
right.
And obviously living with your parents is $0 compared to, you know, the $700-$800 a month you might have to spend on an apartment
right.
with two roommates.
Yeah. Plus, I'm sure there are some that just don't want to work. They don't want a job.
And that, to me, as a parent, would be unacceptable.
Yeah.
You know? Then I'd say, well, you can't live here then. You know?
Really?
You
so what would you do? You throw them out of the house?
No, you have to at least be working. You have to be working. I'm not going to charge you rent, but you have to be working to make money so that you can save, so that you can live on your
well,
own.
Well, that's ideally the right thing.
Yeah.
But what if they don't? What if they live with you
that's
and they just won't get a job?
That's not an option.
Well, what would you do?
Oh my
gosh. If they didn't get a job.
I would make them. I would give them the choice of either get a job and continue living here or don't get a job and don't move out.
Okay, so you.
And couch surf on
So you throw them out.
You have to be tough with your kids.
That's true, you do. But when it comes right down to it,
no,
that's what I'm telling you. In theory, it makes sense. I would never throw my kid out on the street. I don't think you would either.
No, but the thing is, they would get a job. I can't imagine my child, a child of mine, saying, "No, I'm not gonna get a job. I'm not even gonna try."
Right. Well,
I mean, they would get a job.
Yeah. Well, you don't know that. You see, the thing. I mean, I've got kids. I know what it is.
I guess.
And they're exactly this age.
That's horrible, though.
I know.
I mean,
I know.
Can't imagine.
There's always an excuse. There's always I'm going to school. I'm doing this. I'm doing that.
I would call my child a loser then. You're a loser.
No, but one thing we can do is cut off their money. You know, and I think that's. That's the next thing I'm gonna do.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Except, you know, I can't even do that, man. How can you leave your kids without money, you know?
Well, are you kidding me, Sam? If they're 26 years old and they don't...
Well, mine are not 26,
okay.
but
they refuse to get a job.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, give me a break.
Yeah, you can try and compel them to do that, but unfortunately, they don't live with me, so I can't really have much control over that.
I don't know. For me, like, I grew up with... It's not really an option. You know, first of all, I'm passionate and love what I do, but... You know, it's not an option whether to get a job or not. You know, you have to support yourself. You're going to get a job.
Exactly.
I've never wanted to rely on my parents. You know, after 18 years old, I know.
Really?
I wanted to be on my own.
Even while you went to school, you worked?
Well, it was I did work, but they still supported me also. Like, it was just impossible to fully support myself, you know, going to school and doing personal training stuff. But at the same time, like, I looked forward to the day that I could. You know, I did everything I could to make money so that I could just support myself and not ask for money from my parents.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, you're pretty independent, obviously, you know, and ambitious and stuff. So I'm trying to find that in my kids right now. But you know what? It's like I talk to parents and everybody says, look, it's the same thing in our house, you know. Mm-hmm. And maybe kids are just a little too spoiled today, you know.
I agree with that.
We've parented by guilt this generation, I think, so many times, so many ways that... We sort of like just want to make up for I don't know what we're trying to make up for, but it's like it's hard to say no to the kids, you know.
I suppose.
They grow up and they become spoiled. They expect everything from you.
Yeah, it's true. I suppose. Because I have a younger sister too, but you know, I think it's more common nowadays for kids not to know specifically what they want to do.
Yeah.
And I don't understand where that is coming from. It obviously is coming from the way parents now are treating their children. Or I don't know.
Yeah.
Because for me, I was also the first child, so my parents were very cautious with me, you know, and very strict.
Right.
But I also, like, from a very young age, knew what I wanted to do and was very ambitious and had the big dreams and knew I was going to pursue them. I think people are just lacking ambition and passion.
Direction,
and dreams.
Maybe,
You don't, you're not living life unless you've got big dreams.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, but for some people, the dreams come later. You know, I don't think you can judge them for that, but I think for the fact that they can work, they're able to work, but they won't, you know, and use every...
See, that's just so weird to me.
Yeah.
It's just foreign to me. I don't get that. I don't respect it. Honestly, like...
No, I know.
You know.
I mean, look, I started working when I was 16 years old. You know, my parents sent me out here from Israel. I was staying with some family, and I knew I had to work while going to high school, for crying out loud, you know? And I didn't bitch or anything, but I'm telling you, the kids, this generation are spoiled.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they've grown up on computers and iPods and all this shit, you know, everything they ever wanted, they get.
That could not be the biggest turnoff to me, too. I could never date someone that's not ambitious about something and really, you know, loving something. And especially, like, laziness. I can't stand lazy people. Yeah. I don't understand it. I don't like it. It's just like, how could you ever... There is not a second of the day that I could be bored.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just impossible for me to be bored. I'm always doing something. But everyone's different, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, does it ever occur to you maybe you're like running away from something or avoiding something? No, not crazy.
Avoiding? Well, no. Because, I mean, I have, like, this weekend, for example, I have free time.
Right.
But that free time is not going to be spent being bored. I mean, I'm going to be just chilling out, but I'm going to enjoy. Yeah. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Well, what would you think, though, since you jumped to that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you're trying to avoid something. I don't know if running away, but maybe trying to avoid something, you know? Like, if you keep yourself busy all the time, maybe you don't want to sit back and think about certain things. I don't know.
That's,
I mean,
no, that's
what the hell? I'm not a psychiatrist or psychologist, but it just, It just seems that way, you know, because...
Oh, great.
And it, no, I mean, it's not just with you. I mean, it's in general when I've met people that are very busy all the time. Mm-hmm. And because, I mean, look at me. I've got a whole radio station to run. You know, I'm pretty busy. I work from early to late every day. But I still... I feel that I make time for other things too. You know, I make time to relax, to read, you know, spend some time with the kids and stuff. So,
yeah. I
so
do too.
I try to balance it, you know.
I do too, but I have a I sometimes don't like to feel lonely,
yeah,
or alone.
Yeah.
And although I love painting, for example, I'll paint and I'll be alone when I paint, but you know, sometimes too much time alone for me is not good.
Yeah, you see, that's what I mean.
Because I start to feel like, I'm lost. I'm not loved.
Well, the thing is this, you have to wonder why, though. I mean, maybe you're not comfortable with your own company.
No, I love my own company. I'm a huge loner. Well, yeah. That's like contradicting what I'm saying, actually. I'm not making any sense here. I'm a big loner. Like, I've always been known as a loner. Like, I love my private time.
Right.
I just don't get it often. So I appreciate it when I get it.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, too much alone time is not healthy for anyone, I think. You have to, like, keep yourself involved.
But we're not talking too much. Yeah. I mean, we're talking, like, balance it, you know?
Yeah. No, I consider my life pretty balanced. It's just, for me, especially with the industry we're in, it's always feast or famine. So one week, for example, this past week has just been absolutely insane. Like, I have not had a second to relax.
Yeah.
However, you know, next week I might not have anything going on.
Yeah.
So I kind of,
that's
it's not
true.
Even my fault. It's out of my control. It's just, I have to take jobs when I get them.
Right.
Because I don't know when the next time I'm going to get one will be.
Yeah.
And that's,
well, no, that's good. I mean, there's nothing possibly wrong with living like that, you know?
Yes.
I mean, you're ambitious. You've got things you want to do, and it's good, you know?
Although you have to wonder, like, when it comes to dating, for example, I think it does, there's something odd about me when it comes to dating, because obviously, like, it has not, something I'm doing is not right, because it hasn't, none of these, you know, the guys that I've dated, it hasn't escalated into something serious.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure it's because of my lifestyle and, you know, the way I'm, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you would think guys, like, I would speak up about it.
Yeah. Well, maybe not. Maybe they're afraid, you know.
I suppose.
Yeah. I don't know. But, we talked about Justin Bieber yesterday.
Yes.
And apparently he's denying everything, and he says, I never met the woman who's, you know, a woman, I don't know, 20 years old. I guess
I could definitely believe that.
Yeah. So he claims that, you know, he goes right from the stage to his car. And it's crazy that some people want to make false allegations. To set the record straight, none of it is true. I've never met the woman.
Mm. Okay.
So...
Well,
yeah,
if that's
so
the
we'll
case,
see.
It's pretty amazing how something, you know, all it has to be is one person say something crazy like this.
Exactly.
To get the whole, you know, to kind of like get people to start feeling, thinking of him badly in a way, you know, and start judging him.
Right.
So I'm sure, I think that is true, and I hope it's true.
Yeah. But you never know, because he might, because of the lawsuit now, he may have to submit to a paternity test.
Well,
know?
I think he will. Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
Why wouldn't you, right?
Yeah, especially if
someone's making these allegations.
Yeah, why not prove it for sure to people?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got to keep that thing in your pants, man. You know, I mean, you got to, you know, it's like for guys, it seems like, I mean, look, we're already assuming that he did it, but, or I am.
You, yeah.
But at the same time, you know, you want to be careful when you're in the public eye. You got to be careful with everything that you do, you know, because everything you do is magnified by a million times as opposed to just an ordinary person.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
And, you know, but he's learning the hard way. 17 years old.
Yikes. Yeah. So much still to learn.
Yeah.
So much more to experience.
So, so that ends up being that he was 16 years old.
Mm-hmm. If
Why
it's
are
true.
They not talking about a statutory rape here? I want to understand that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, because I think I'm pretty sure it's not true. But, you know, I guess time will tell. We'll see. We'll hear in the news if he ends up taking a test and figure out if it's his child, which I'm sure it's not.
Well, actually, look, they're talking about it here, and they're saying that, you know, that maybe she does open herself up to a statutory rape charge. Since she was 19 and she alleges she had sex with him when he was 16, she wouldn't technically face this. But, you know, here's another thing that's legally significant. I guess he told Dr. Drew, under California law, the difference in age is less than 3 years, then it is only a misdemeanor. If that's the case, she may be on the hook for a misdemeanor $5,000 penalty.
I see.
Yeah.
Well,
so
know.
I guess it's the difference of
still
the ages,
penny.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
So what would be the what if she was more than 3 years then? What would be the punishment for that?
Oh, that's probably a lot of jail time, man.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, think about it. Having sex with a minor.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not looked at lightly.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Especially for a female to do it. You know, I think it's more likely for a guy.
I know.
That's the thing. Like, guys, I mean, I'm very happy I'm a female. I mean,
are you really?
Yeah, because guys are so... Is that a shocker?
Many people say they wish they were a man, you know, because men have it easier and all that. I don't think that's the case.
I don't think that's the case.
Yeah.
With the exception of the fact that we have to get pregnant, I wish you guys were the ones that had to, you know, struggle for 9 months pregnant.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind, you know, passing that to the men.
Except you don't know. You might actually love the experience.
I'm pretty sure I won't.
Yeah.
We've already, like... seen how I've almost passed out by talking about human anatomy. I mean, I am such a lightweight and such a wimp.
Yeah.
1 week pregnant, I guarantee you I'll be.
Yeah, but mothers say
miserable.
There's no experience like it. You know?
Yeah.
You're not curious to experience it eventually?
I'm not at all.
Wow.
No. Just the idea of it. The more I think about it, it makes me want to pass out too. Because you're thinking like, I mean, it is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
A human, like a baby is growing in you.
You get
this egg and. I mean, it's just crazy. I would have a baby in my tummy.
Yeah.
I sound like a 5-year-old, but I mean, it is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And then it comes out your vagina.
Yeah. Like, too weird for you, huh?
It is. It's too much. I can't handle it.
Yeah. Well, this is a good place to segue to this article I wanted to talk about. I guess in Mississippi, they're voting on an amendment to declare fertilized egg a person. So what they're saying is once there's conception, then it's a person.
Okay. Well, that's just, you know, that's a personal belief. And
you think so? Well, maybe that. Yeah. So, I mean, they're trying to use this as scientific and stuff, but it does sound like something a little religious, huh?
Oh, very religious. And also, like, when it comes to abortion, you know, the reasons not to, you know, abort a child.
Right.
Because, you know, you're killing a child.
You're
killing a human.
And that's exactly why they're doing this, because this is a way to ban abortion.
Yeah. Wow. Ban it completely, though? Can you imagine?
Think about it, you know?
We'd be in trouble if that was the case, though.
Yeah.
So many people get pregnant by accident. You know, it's crazy to think. It's not too hard to get pregnant, you know?
Right, that's true.
I mean, it's very easy. And, I mean, some people would have 50 kids.
Yeah.
If that were the case. That would be rough. I think we have the right to choose, you know?
Yeah.
I am not... I mean, I certainly don't encourage abortion, but I also I support someone that's going to get an abortion if they're not ready for a child.
Yeah.
But, you know, be smart about it. You shouldn't be just having sex with just anybody unprotected, you know?
Right, yeah. But what about the adoption option there? You know,
having the child and then putting the child up for adoption?
Right.
That's tough. I mean, well, first of all, I just don't, you know, when a baby, you're pregnant, it's literally just... you know, a tiny little egg. There's nothing there. I don't consider that killing a baby. I really don't.
Right.
I would think if the child was like 4 or 5 months in there,
that
would be devastating, I think. Even like losing a child after a few months. I mean, that's devastating. Adoption's really hard. I don't think people understand how hard that is to have a child growing in you for 9 months
and then to give them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, I think again, this is a personal choice that we all should have a right, you know, to choose ourselves.
I know. I don't know. I always oscillate back and forth between these things. I can't really decide. I mean, I'm not for banning things from people. You know, I mean, people should have the right.
Well, it's not abortion. I mean.
Yeah. I just think ethically, there's other options. You know what I'm saying? So you get pregnant. Okay. You know, you don't want to be stuck with the child, so at least have it, you know, that's a price you pay, at least carry it to term, and then give it up. You know, if you don't give it up, then you raise it, you know. But But then again, you know, I don't agree that at conception it's a person. You know, I
right.
don't really think. I mean, it's a potential life there, but, you know, it's not a person until it actually comes out, you know.
Right. But even yeah. so, I think it just depends on how soon you get the abortion. Like, I don't yeah. like the idea of somebody getting an abortion after. Well, there is, I think, I'm not familiar with this, but there is like a limit, isn't there? Like, you know, you can only get an abortion before a certain amount of weeks.
Right.
Or something.
Yeah.
So I don't, because like an abortion after, I think, 2 months is not acceptable,
yeah.
I think, to me. And then I would feel like I'm killing a child, you
really?
Know?
Yeah.
I think, and I, in fact, like if I were to, I mean, I don't even want to think about this, but anybody, I think, if they found out they were pregnant and couldn't have the child or didn't want to, I think they need to get the abortion immediately.
Yeah.
I mean, waiting any length of time to me would feel like killing a child.
Yeah.
As opposed to just instantly.
Yeah. I just, what irks me is when people use abortion as birth control, you know. I mean, you don't just go and get pregnant knowing that you're going to abort the kid, you know, because
oh, that's
and take
horrible.
Your chances. But people do that all the time. It's like,
that's
oh,
horrible.
You know,
they're
using unprotected sex, and they're like, well, if I get pregnant, I'll just have an abortion.
Oh, well, I have a crazy story. I'll never forget. I went to like a special women's clinic, whatever, to get just like a pap smear.
Right.
Too much information. Sorry, people. But they, you know, it was a very small office. So they just had like a curtain separating where you just get like a quick blood work, you know, your quick blood work.
Right.
So a young lady, you know, goes to get her blood work, and she was there for an abortion, because I guess they did abortions here as well. And so she was there to get an abortion, and I overheard the nurse just asking as she was giving blood work, so this is not your first abortion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the lady's like, yeah, correct. And I guess the nurse, they need to know how many abortions you've had. I don't know why. They ask, okay?
Yeah.
So they asked her how many abortions. I can't remember the exact number, but it was something outrageous, like 20.
What?
Like 20 abortions or something.
And they actually let her go through with 20 abortions?
Well, you, well,
wow,
you,
they I would think you'd die by
they can't stop her, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, well, oh my God, this girl must be... She must be a prostitute or something, you know?
Yeah.
She...
Whatever it is, but...
There's no...
Yeah.
Cause you,
why
that
no
just
birth control?
Happen.
Yeah. Why
yeah.
no birth control? I mean, it's
yeah.
like so much easier than an abortion.
Yeah,
know?
I don't get
yeah.
it. It was some outrageous number. It could have been more than that, but I guarantee you it was not less than 15. I mean,
wow.
it was an outrageous number that I just, like, my jaw almost dropped.
Wow. I don't even think a doctor would let someone through with something like that after a couple
times.
You
know, it depends on where you go, I suppose.
I
this
guess,
place was
yeah.
kind of sketchy, though, I have to admit.
Was it?
Yeah, I just went to get a pap smear. I was like, what am I getting myself into over
yeah,
here?
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, man, I was like in downtown L.A. or Koreatown area. I was like, what the hell? Oh,
wow.
I don't know about this. But
so, yeah, anyway. Mm-mm. Enough with serious shit. what about Tower Heist? Have you heard of that movie?
Yeah, I have a friend that has a very itty-bitty role in it, Christina Kaff. But it's supposed to be funny. I haven't
yeah.
seen it yet. Did you see it?
I know. No, not yet. It's coming out tonight.
Okay.
And I'm dying to see it because... And I haven't been to the movies in a long time, but I really want to see this one now, you know? It seems like pretty funny.
Ben
I mean,
Stiller,
Eddie Murphy
Eddie
hasn't
Murphy?
Been funny in a long time, you know?
So, that's true.
Ben Stiller's in it and Matthew Roderick. So it should
oh, yeah.
be pretty
Matthew
cool.
Roderick. They've got
yeah.
a great team of people.
Yeah.
Great group. Who else was in that? Arthur Shaw? Or no. Matthew Roderick. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know who the other guys
I
are.
I thought somebody else. Yeah.
yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Go see it.
Yeah.
Tell me
like,
how it is.
Yeah. Like amateurs that they try to be like a Robin Hood style heist, you know?
Yeah.
So
I'll be curious
we'll
to see if it's funny. You know, I for me, Ben Stiller's like either a super win or an epic fail, you
yeah.
know? He either I love the movie or I hate it.
Yeah.
So.
I know. Well, with Eddie Murphy, it's like that, too. I don't think he's been funny in years in the movies that he's made, but he used to be my favorite for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping maybe now he's back in his element.
Yeah. We're rooting know. For it. Come
yeah.
on. Be a good movie.
So, and finally, I guess the Michael Jackson trial is going to the jury now. Today.
Oh my
so
gosh.
So they're starting deliberation today.
Oh wow.
And we'll see if
Woo!
This guy is going to jail or not.
How much jail time would he get? It's not something outrageous, right? I thought it was like 3 years or.
No, it's got to be more than that. No.
Really?
Involuntary manslaughter? I don't know. It's got to be
okay.
more than that. But
I just
who
remember
knows?
Hearing a sentence and being shocked at that it was so, you know,
yeah.
light. compared to what I
thought. I don't know. I'd just be devastated if I had to go for a day. So,
I know. Can you imagine?
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so thanks, Steph. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening, everyone. We'll see you all on Monday.
Happy Friday!
You have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.